Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. So we're at Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's going to be, I think, a good Christmas, good New Year's. And then from that point on, we could see some activity. Of course, the drone activity that we're seeing now is just a lead up to something much, much bigger. All right. We could see the potential of the, I would say, in the next several week or two or less, the potential of some type of an event that will cause them to be unable to vote for the, you know, Trump being, you know, the president. So January 6, 2025, is that date actually going to come about? Now, I know that they've basically designated that now a counting and certification of electoral votes designated as a national special security event. So they don't want anyone to come in there and, you know, violate that again, as they say it happened. And will the electoral votes actually happen on January 6th? I say there's a decent chance that they could come in. I get a feeling, remote viewing type thing, that, you know, there could be a delay. Some people have talked about this already. I'm not sure. I see Trump being inaugurated on the 20th of August. So it would stand to reason that if there is a delay, it's not a long delay. They don't get away with it for much longer than a few days or a week or so. And then they, you know, vote him in. So what could happen that would cause them to basically, you know, shut down the voting or not even meet? Is there some kind of event that might be happening? Now, we know that, you know, they don't really need people there to vote. Like we saw one congresswoman, I guess the longest standing congresswoman or congressperson, 30 plus 35, I don't know how many years she'd been in Congress, but she wasn't in Congress for like 6 months, and she was in a nursing home with dementia, but she's still on the rolls. I don't know if she voted. I don't think she voted, but it is, you know, one of the things that we're seeing with this Congress. They're pretty much, you know, it's a ragtag group of knuckleheads that pretty much a good portion of them probably need to go to jail. There's people calling already. Kevin Shipp, I think it is, former CIA guy, was just recently, I saw where he said that Biden had committed treason and he should be brought up on treason charges. You know, it's a lot of rhetoric. It's a lot of talk right now. We know that Biden's not around anymore. So maybe they need something like that so that they can go ahead and, you know, the trial that maybe was, they can kind of like, you know, put that out there. So I don't know. It's a mess out there. And we're going to continue to see, you know, these guys create messes and have problems like that. So until this basically gets resolved as far as like the deep state, we're going to continue to have problems. All right. So let's look at this one video. It's, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are talking about, you know, problems that are happening with the deep state and so forth. I don't really know if that's going to continue, if we're going to continue to have, you know, these events where people come in and say, yeah, we see drones and they're, you know, they're spraying chemicals and they're all kinds of other things. We have Dr. Stephen Greer. He's come out now and said there's going to be some type of an event. So let's listen to a little bit of this and see if we can piece together maybe some truth out of this.
I was in a helicopter last year, which after that I was almost killed, frankly. And we were over these black sites and saw the openings that go into underground facilities where there are the man-made UFOs that come out, but also where they have illegal electromagnetic pulse weapons where they target and down the extraterrestrial vehicles that are then reverse engineered.
Okay, let me stop you. Let me stop you right there, Dr. Greer. Let me stop just because I want everyone at home to, I want us all to be on the same page. You're saying that we have the technology to shoot ET craft, not of this planet, out of the air, and we are reverse engineering those aircraft.
100%. And there are multiple men coming forward. They've been with JSOC and Special Forces, who are also NOx, non-official cover in corporate world. One of them's been there about 29 years and is very senior and has all the evidence. And they'll be releasing the evidence and the information. Now, this creates a dynamic because it's happening before the inauguration. They plan to do it sometime between now and early January. And I've been working with these men for about 19 months. And they're serious, and they have the goods. They can prove what they're stating, but they're also going to unmask themselves. They will come forward, name, rank, serial number, and the whole history of this, including the illegal nature of some of these programs, which we don't have time to go into, but they'll curl your toes, some of the stuff that's been going on.
All right, so, you know, there's many of us have been talking about this for quite some time. There is, you know, a lot of activity out there from deep state trying to create a false narrative, I think. There's talk of dirty bombs that are out there. There are drones that are looking for the dirty bombs. There are drones out there that are, you know, coming in and out of, you know, view. Drones that are disappearing into the water, coming from the water. There's quite a little mosh pit out there in the drone world. Now, is some of that getting us used to the drones? Some of these drones have come over very protected military bases. There's now talk that the drones can be shot down. Some, I think in New York, they're like saying that their police force is going to actually start to target the drones. They have lots of snipers, they say, that can like shoot at the drones. Now, depending on what the technology is of these drones will just move away from that energy that's coming at them. We've already seen, you know, drones and ET craft and so forth that have withstood barrages of weaponry from the American military, even going all the way back to World War II. Off the California coast, there was an alien invasion. They made a movie out of it. It's a funny movie. But there's documented where these alien craft or some kind of craft just located off the coast of California, Santa Monica area. And the military rolled out and just like discharged all kind of weaponry at them. And they didn't even move. So, you know, some of this stuff has been out there for a long time. I think the ET craft are going to get even more and more extreme as far as like, you know, what we can see. We'll see like much, much larger craft. Drone technology is just nothing. I don't think even the ETs are involved in all the drones that we're seeing. Why would they be? So we'll probably start to see some very, very advanced real ET craft that will be distinguishable from regular deep state, you know, craft and so forth. So that's a possibility potential that we'll see. Will that be enough to stir everybody up into or panic everybody or make everybody go, oh, we're finally seeing the ET craft or who knows what's going to happen? But some event, I believe, could happen with the selection on January 6th. And then after that, whenever it happens, then President Trump will be inaugurated on the 20th. So we may see some movements that are going on that'll be stopped out and so forth. So Mount Kilauea in Hawaii, I've been predicting that it would erupt. I didn't think it would take as long, but it is erupting now. Just started erupting today. I don't think it's going to be a big eruption yet, but I think it could potentially grow into something very, very substantial. We'll probably see, like I predicted, eruptions of volcanoes in the west coast of the United States. So all the way up the range, we'll probably see maybe in Washington State, Oregon, and in California, some of the volcanoes start to erupt. So very, very active time frame. Tsunami, like I predicted, possibility. I think it's a strong possibility of a tsunami in California. So will all that happen over the next year? I think it's very, very possible. So like we talked about, the deep state activity is not going to extinguish right away. So the technology obviously is going to start to increase. Like we talked about, robot army. Ukraine deploys all robot battle force for the first time as deadly tech is launched at Putin's troops in Kharkiv assault. So they have track vehicles. They have like dogs with, guns on their backs. These are robot dogs. And they're all, remotely controlled, just like a drone. Or they have AI. So they have a target that they go after, and they recognize and see the target, and they open up on it. So this is what's happening now. We've seen some of this technology already that the Ukrainians have put out there. But now it seems like they're going to go a little bit, further, because they're running out of men to fight, men and women. So women also fight in the Ukraine war. They've dropped the age. First, it was to 18. And they were saying that it's just for, we're just going to start training men at 18. Now men 18 can and will be drafted. Are they going to go to 16, 14 years old? Possible, right? Is it going to stop? I think at this point, Putin shouldn't stop until all of Ukraine has been pacified. There is no military left at all anywhere on Ukraine, because Ukraine has proven over and over again that they'll make a peace pact and then they break it over and over again, or they'll claim they're gonna talk peace, and all that was the opportunity for them to just build up their arms and then attack on a greater level. So I don't think that Putin should stop. I think he should basically make sure that the Ukrainian army is completely and totally obliterated. And that it can never, ever reestablish itself, and that there is an agreement with whoever's left over from Ukraine that they will never, form up an army strong enough to, attack Russia ever again or any other place. So it'll be very interesting going forward. Now basically, our illustrious president has commuted death sentences for many killers. And now he's saying that the reason why he's doing that is because, Democrats don't believe in the death penalty. It looks like Democrats don't believe in law at all, because they released people that have committed crimes and they go out in the streets and commit more crimes. Raping, murders, and so forth. So I don't think the Democrats are all about, how horrible it is to, have the death penalty. I think what they're about is they want to make it so horrific on American streets. It's 333 in my time right now, that there's no one that feels safe in the streets because they love fear. Democrats have turned quite evil, unfortunately, and very stupid, and very harmfully and threateningly stupid. So I think that the law will actually start to be implemented quite substantially. Trump has already said that he's going to have the death penalty for child murder, child rapists, murders, and so forth, pedophiles. So they don't like that because they really like the pedophiles, like Biden, the old Biden, when we actually had a Biden that was alive and not an actor. That guy was probably very much a pedophile, right? And a lot of people have stated that. So he basically commuted the death sentence of 37 inmates. One of those that he commuted was a man that killed a woman, and her daughter saw that, and he slashed the daughter's throat, 12-year-old girl, slashed her throat so that she couldn't tell, and she died, left him in the woods. So Biden commuted that sentence for that person. There's other men. There's one man that basically killed an entire family. There's another man that, so that sounds, because he basically commuted all but three that were mass murderers. It sounds like these guys are mass murderers. When you kill two or more people, that's considered a mass murder, right? Right. So Biden is choosing, you know, it's like typical Democrat, is choosing, you know, who he likes and who he doesn't. It makes no sense. It makes no rhyme, no reason. But he's going to commute, you know, because Trump is bad. He's going to come in and bring back the death sentence and kill these people that are, you know, a good part of society. So another person basically raped and murdered two girls. So again, mass murder. And so I guess if you're a child murderer, it's okay. That Biden doesn't have a problem with that, right? And because he's basically telegraphing to, you know, the people that support him, other pedophiles, that it's we're gonna do what we can for you all the way to the end, right? These people are horrific, very, very horrific. So the three that basically he did not commute that were mass murderers, Robert Bowers, who's responsible for mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018 that left 11 people dead. Dylan Roof, a white supremacist who killed 9 black parishioners in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015. And then Tesnarev in 2013 Boston bombing. So he's basically going to let them go ahead and be killed. So he wants to do away with the death penalty, but not for those three guys. And not for people that murder children, rape and murder children. No, that's okay. That's okay. Those people should live. So, I mean, you know, he's basically going to go out as the worst president ever. And I guess he wants to go out with a big fat bang. Right. So Merry Christmas. All those people that suffered from those killers that were on death row for a good reason. Right. So this is the thing that we're dealing with this horrific deep state. Right. And what did the Dow close at today? It closed at 6669. Right. Merry Christmas, America. All right. So there you go. All right. When the stock market crashed in 2008, when the S&P reached its bottom, it turned around at 666. These people are, they need to go bye-bye. They need to go bye-bye. All right. So the real Biden is bye-bye. This is basically, I guess, just in our face, making us even more pissed off and more committed to, like, you know, getting rid of these Democrat assholes. All right. So, and of course, there's rhinos in there, too. So you Democrats get your panties in a wad. Don't worry about it. We got a lot of rhinos as well. In fact, I think we should just lock the door like the British did during the Revolutionary War and just burn the whole place down. How about that? So, of course, that's not going to happen. There are people in there that are actually good people, so we don't want to kill them all. But, man, boy, do we get pushed, don't we? We get pushed to the limit. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. We have another couple weeks to go. 3 weeks or so or more before Trump gets in there. All right. Time is ticking for them all. Absolutely. It can't tick fast enough. Can we increase the speed of that time? Let's roll the clock forward like they screw with us and roll the clock back and forth. Right. Let's roll the clock forward. Let's let go. That week's gone. That week's gone. Now it's time for you guys to die. So, like you've been killing us, all right? And that's going to be very interesting, I think. Very, very interesting to see these people, you know, get their justice. Justice is coming. One way or another, justice is coming. So the people in Europe, they're starting to turn their countries around as well. We see Macron is probably going to get taken down. And we're going to have the party, I think, in the UK is going to get taken down. And we'll probably have Farage come in. And Germany, we're going to have the guy that's basically saying right now that he believes that the war, Ukraine and Russia war, has gone too far. He's going to travel to Moscow. Oof. You better be you better not telegraph when you're leaving. You better fly out on a very secret flight. So, it'll be very interesting, you know, because people are going to die on both sides. We've been seeing, you know, truthers die. So, you know, there's lots of people that are being suicided. There's lots of people that are being killed and so forth. That is definitely going to continue, because sometimes justice has to be served that way for some people. Of course, they feel the same thing, obviously. Scott Bennett just recently departed from a turbo cancer. And that's one of the ways that they love to take out people that are against them. They like to cancer them up. A lot of people have been able to beat those cancers, fortunately, but some of them don't. And when they do the slow death, it's basically a signal to all those people that would talk, like Scott Bennett, and, you know, have a very horrible death. So it is going to continue. It's going to continue faster. And we'll see some of these people, like I said, see justice. Justice is coming. Can't come fast enough. All right, guys, have a very Merry Christmas. I just want to get out there and get you guys thinking about, you know, what's coming. I think that things are going to move very quickly, probably after Christmas, and definitely after the new year. It just doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good right now. There's lots of things that are, we're all going to be tried. All of us are going to have to go through, you know, tough experiences going forward. No one's going to be out of this. Everybody's going to have some tough times. All right. Lord, bless all of you guys. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. If I don't see you guys again, unless something like crazy happens, I will be off until after Christmas. Lots of love. Stay in the love vibration. We'll see you guys next time.